Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I hope that as things begin to reopen in our state and in our country, that you are healthy and doing well. This past weekend, as we talked about this reality that God is, we've been talking about how God is worthy of our worship. And so this past weekend, Cale Boer, our Delaware campus pastor, and I had the opportunity to talk about truth or the integrity of God, the veracity of God. And so really the part of the message that I was able to focus on is the reality that we see truth played out in the person of Christ. In John chapter 14, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth." That definite article is very important in our theology, because Jesus doesn't just say he is a truth or a way, but he declares himself to be the truth, which kind of, quite frankly, rubs up against our lives and creates some friction sometimes, because we tend to want to pick the parts of truth that we enjoy or are most comfortable to us, and then we filter out the parts that are not. As a Christian, that's not our choice. If God is God and he is truth, literally, Jesus, I think there's kind of saying, "I am Mr. Truth," then you have to receive all of him or you receive none of him. We talked about a couple of passages when Lazarus dies and Jesus comes to his grave 4 days late, 4 days post Lazarus's death. Mary and Martha say the very same thing to Jesus. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus gives them very different answers. One of the sisters, Martha, gets a sermon. Jesus says, "I'm the resurrection and the life." And he asks Martha, "Do you believe this?" And so he kind of explains resurrection life to her. And then Mary comes saying virtually the same thing Martha said. And Jesus just weeps. He just cries. So one sister gets a sermon, the other sister gets sympathy. It doesn't seem fair until you realize that the scriptures say that Jesus is full of grace and truth. He's not half grace, half truth, part grace, part truth, sometimes grace and sometimes truth. He is absolutely full of both grace and truth and knows exactly what we need and when we need it. We also talked about the passage that has historically been described as the woman who was caught in adultery. Now, there was certainly a man involved. He didn't get thrown into the fray. I don't know if the Pharisees had that pre-planned or simply in their chauvinistic kind of beliefs, they just brought the woman in front of Jesus and threw her to the ground. And so you remember that Jesus says to the Pharisees, "Not willing to be trapped, you who is without sin, throw the first stone." And so whenever the Pharisees, the religious leaders, whenever they disperse, Jesus looks at the woman and he says, "Where are your accusers?" Or literally, your condemners. And she says, they're not here, Lord. They're nowhere. They're gone." There. And Jesus says, "Well, look, neither do I condemn you. Go your way and sin no more." So Jesus says two things there. Number one, it's grace. He says, "Look, neither do I condemn you, but there's also truth. Go your way and sin no more." He could have just given her grace or just given her truth, but Jesus gives her both. And it's a reminder to us that we all need both. So really, I said there were two implications for us. Number one, we need to receive the gospel. I don't know, for a lot of us, we would say, "Well, yeah, Dean, I've done that." And I just kind of gave us a reminder. You can't just receive your version of the gospel, the parts of the gospel that you like, and reject the parts that you don't. If God is God, you receive all of him. You receive the truth, what he's revealed to us in the scriptures. I mentioned that one of my favorite pastors online said a couple of weeks ago, just in a tweet, he said, "If you want to hear God speak, read the Bible out loud." In other words, the Bible is God's revealed nature to us, and that is God speaking to us. So the question becomes, have you received the gospel? Have you received God in full, his message revealed about himself in the person of Christ, dying for our sins, your sins, and applied then to your life? That's the first thing. We've got to receive the gospel. And then the second thing is we've got to live in a community of sympathy and sermons, of boots and pillows. I said, there are boot pillow, or excuse me, boot people and pillow people. Boot people are more truth and pillow people are more tears. Boot people are more about the sermons and pillow people are more about sympathy. Maybe you just break it down into this. There are fixers and there are feelers. Fixers like to use the truth to fix people. Feelers would rather sit and comfort someone. And we need a community of both in our lives. If you're a boot person, the truth without tears is it's just brutal. And people will isolate from you. If you're all tears and no truth, you become too sentimental and no one changes because of you. You just tell everyone, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. We need a community of both, which is why life groups and biblical community is so critical to our health and development as faithful disciples. That plays into this reality just perfectly. And I wish I could say, hey, we planned all these series months and months and months ago to fall just like this. But as God's timing had it, God knew that this message would fall on this day because we're launching our summer term of life groups. And if you're not connected to a group, there's not a better time, especially in this time of kind of COVID isolation and the effects that it has on our lives, socially, spiritually, and emotionally, some of which we know and some of which, quite frankly, it's hard for us to recognize until we begin to feel the consequences of. Just remember, back in Genesis, God said, it is not good for man to be alone. So you need a community of people. Our groups are going to begin to meet virtually this summer, and they will work their way towards meeting in person, probably in some hybrid forms over the summer as the country continues to reopen. But I want to encourage you, I can't say it enough, that you need to be part of a group, smaller group of believers. It's got some boot people, it's got some pillow people in it who can encourage you to be that all that God has designed you to be. So I'm going to pray for us. I want to pray for biblical community to flourish in our church and in our lives personally, for our life groups and leaders this summer. And then I'm going to pray that for us today, that we will submit to both the truth and the tears of God in our lives. Father, thank you for the way that you are always with us. God, I pray that during this crisis, Lord, where so many people are hurting, lost loved ones, people are concerned about their health, some people, Lord, are sick. I pray, God, that they would be hearing from you today. God, we just submit and surrender our lives, not to our own truth, our own version of it, but to your truth. Thank you for the way, God, that you comfort us and you give us sympathy and empathy that can only come from you, that's never ending. And so, God, we lay our lives down today under that. And we hope for that. God, I pray for our life group leaders who are shepherding so many people this season. I pray, God, that you'd give them strength and encouragement. I pray for our groups this summer that they would flourish, God, that people would welcome your community into their hearts and into their lives. Now I want to give you the opportunity to pray. Ask the Lord today that you could surrender to him. You would receive the gospel, the heart of the gospel, the truth and the tears of everything that God has for you today. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope you have a great Monday, and I hope that you will take the opportunity to once again join us tomorrow. God bless. Have a great day.